سیاسی این بحران تلاش کنند.
We believe that these countries, the countries of this region, and in light of the experiences which we have had, especially after the efforts which were exerted by the Islamic Republic of Iran in order to work on negotiations between Syrians and Syrians, and so then the other side, the other country, must also work for the sake of the political solution for the crisis.
کشورهای اسلامی و ملت‌ها در این کشورها دچار یک حرکت انحرافی به نام حرکت تکفیری شدند که مسلمانان به دست این مدعیان اسلام جان خود را از دست می‌دهند.
Unfortunately, today the Islamic countries and the peoples of these countries, they now are having to put up with new movements, the Takfiri movements, Takfiri groups, and the Muslims are being killed on the hands of those people who declare that they are Muslim. And there is no doubt that this will end by serving the Zionist entity.
دعوت می‌کنیم که برای گذاشتن نقطه پایانی بر این وضعیت تلاش کنند.
نحن ندعو
We call on the religious clerics of the Islamic world to exert efforts so that there would be a declaration to the end, a declaration of the end of these movements or the visions of these movements.
عالی رتبه سوریه ریاست محترم جمهور جناب آقای نخست وزیر ریاست محترم مجلس و وزیر محترم امور خارجه دیدار و مذاکره نمودیم.
During our visit, we met with the high-ranking officials in the Syrian Arab Republic. We met with His Excellency the President and also His Excellency the Prime Minister, in addition to His Excellency the Head of the Syrian Parliament and the Foreign Minister. We met with all of these officials and there were discussions that were held with them.
مقامات عالی رتبه کشور دوست و برادر سوریه اعلام می‌کنم.
And here I would like to take this opportunity to express my appreciation amongst you for this welcoming by the high-ranking officials in the Syrian Arab Republic.
انتظار سوال ها هست.
لكل شخص
And now the questions for every journalist one question.
Well, you have been watching the press conference out of Damascus at the Embassy of the Islamic Republic of Iran there, and that has been Mr. Lahuddin Bourjoudi, who is leading a parliamentary delegation. Let's listen back to some of the questions that are being asked.
The Israelis, if any Israeli or American attack take place against Syria, what do you read? What's your analysis about such a possibility?
مطرح بکنه و حتی گفته میشه توسط برخی اطلاعات و ناظران این هستش که جمهوری اسلامی ایران آمادگی داره که در خصوص برنامه مسالمت‌آمیز هسته‌ای خود توافقنامه پشت پرده هم امضا کنه. نظرتون در خصوص این اطلاعات چی هستش؟
در مورد فعالیت‌های صلح‌آمیز هسته‌ای جمهوری اسلامی ایران هیچ گونه مسئله پشت پرده ای وجود ندارد.
Regarding the Iranian nuclear program, the peaceful Iranian nuclear program, there is nothing being discussed now behind the curtains in relation to this subject.
و در تحت کنترل آژانس است که بر اساس پادمان بازرس‌ها طبق برنامه از اون بازدید می‌کنند.
Actually, this nuclear program and our nuclear activities are under the observation and the monitoring of the IAEA, and there is an agreement regarding continuous visits by the inspectors.
استقبال کرده ایم و امروز هم همین سیاست رو ادامه می دهیم.
Actually, based upon what I said, we always welcomed any negotiations whereby we can take away any ambiguous points. We can eliminate any ambiguous points related to our peaceful nuclear program. We welcome this and we continue to welcome it.
با بهانه مسئله هسته‌ای ظالمانه و غیر قانونی است و امیدوار هستیم که هر چه سریعتر نقطه پایانی بر این ظلم بزرگ به ملت ایران گذاشته شود.
The sanctions which are imposed or are being imposed on the people of the Islamic Republic of Iran under the excuse of this nuclear program, these sanctions are unjust and illegitimate, and we are exerting our efforts and working in order to put an end to these sanctions soon or quickly. From Al Jadid, Mr. Brojerdi, you said at the beginning that the reason of your visit, one of the aims of your visit, is to renew the support for Syria. If there is a war launched on Syria and an American strike on Syria, will the support which you mean, will it be political support, or could Iran enter into a comprehensive war in the region which includes Iran, Hezbollah and Syria?
جناب آقای بروجردی، همینطور که شما فرمودین، سفر شما به سوریه به خاطر اعلام مجدد حمایت جمهوری اسلامی ایران از سوریه صورت میگیره. سوال من این هستش که چنانچه جنگی علیه سوریه توسط آمریکا صورت بگیره، آیا حمایت‌های شما فقط در بعد سیاسی خواهد بود، یا اینکه ایران آماده است تا وارد جنگ فراگیری در منطقه بشود که در اون با سوریه و حزب الله هم همراهی خواهد شد؟
من معتقدم با تجربه 4 جنگ از سال 2000 تا امروز که در آن رژیم صهیونیستی در هر 4 جنگ شکست خورد، آمریکا اجازه تکرار این اشتباه رو به رژیم صهیونیستی نخواهد داد.
I believe that after the experience which we witnessed here ever since 2000 until today, ever since that time, the Zionist entity was subject to a defeat over 4 previous wars, and so hence I don't believe that America will allow the Zionist entity to repeat such a mistake.
در برابر یک آزمون مهم تاریخی در رابطه با منافع آمریکا، هر اندازه که ما اون رو نامشروع میدونیم، قرار دارد.
Today, the U.S. Congress is now being put to a very important historic test when it comes to defending American interests in the region, although we believe that these interests are illegitimate and illegal. We have no doubt whatsoever that the Zionist entity, in case any 5th war is launched, then this Zionist entity will be subject to a huge defeat. And this defeat could vary, and it could be a lot different than the previous defeats the entity was subject to. Hossein Murtada, Al Alam TV. Doctor, 2 parts to my question. First of all, what is the message which Jeffrey Feltman took with him when he visited the Islamic Republic of Iran? And what is the message which Iran sent with Feltman? What's the message which Iran gave, or the answer it gave to Feltman? And also, Do you believe that now the Islamic Republic of Iran, after these statements made by Obama yesterday, do you think that the possibility of a military campaign against Syria and the resistance